Hey, it's your girl, All That Jazz, on another adventure, and this time it's National Physical Fitness and Sports Month, so I'm so happy to have with me the founder, director of Passion Dance Center in New Orleans, Louisiana, Miss Tamika Jett. Thank you so much, Tamika, for joining me.
No problem. I'm glad to be on this. This is good.
Well, Tamika, you know how typical sports like golf, tennis, basketball, and running, of course, get a lot of recognition for helping others to be active and helping them to control their weight, their blood pressure, and even their sugar. But you know what, Tamika? I also believe that dance is a way to stay fit and have fun, which is what you do at Passion Dance Center. So tell me a little bit about how you discovered your passion in dancing.
I discovered it as a child. You know, your parent puts you in dancing school. And at first, I really didn't like it. But I know, I guess it was just the dancing school. But when my mom changed me and put me in another one, it was more the people and the personalities of my teachers and how passionate they were about dancing. It just made me like, oh, I like this too. So
okay.
I just fell in love with it right after that.
Gotcha. And how has dancing over the years helped you out in regards to health and wellness?
It really helped a lot, actually, because you're actually moving and having a good time, and you're not even realizing you're, like, doing things to your body. You're training your muscles. Like ballet, I didn't even realize as a kid that, hey, I'm making calf muscles and my legs will be fine and running well. Like, people talk about my legs all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, it's ballet.
She got those nice legs.
Right. And I think lately I've been teaching a lot of private lessons to singers and stuff. And, like, just teaching them every day just, it don't just help them, it just helps me. Like, I think I put a dress on for my sister's confirmation, and I was like, wait, this don't really fit me anymore. I'm like, I'm not losing weight. I didn't really think I was losing weight, but I guess I lost something.
Yeah, well, so dancing did it.
Really good.
So you said you work with some singers. So what type of celebrities or singers have you worked with?
Well, now I work with some upcoming artists in New Orleans. One of them is Franklin Four. He was on BET Sunday Best, the third season. He was in the top 10. He's an awesome singer.
Awesome.
And I work with him. He came sing at my production. Yeah. I have another singer. Her name's Elania. She's, working on some stuff. The Outsiders, they're a new group. Out in New Orleans,
okay.
They dance and sing and stuff like that.
So we'll be seeing a lot of your work. I see. And we'll be seeing a lot of your work. So that's amazing. I can't wait till I go to New Orleans and be able to check out some of these artists and check it out. I also heard that you were in New York City for a bit. Tell me a little bit about your experience while you were in the Big Apple.
In New York, I was there in like 2006. And basically, it was the best experience ever because New Orleans is so stuck in, it's just not as fast as New York is going. And I'm like, why isn't it like that? And it was great. It was like a culture change. It was like a good experience I needed to really take my dancing to another level, meeting choreographers for Beyonce, choreographer for Rihanna.
Okay.
And that's the industry I'm in now. So it's like, you know, you got to look at what other people are doing and then put your spin on everything.
Exactly.
So it was real good.
Exactly.
And the ballet, I'm telling you, any dancer, ballet, the top-notch ballet ballerinas were teaching me, and they pushed me, they kept pushing me, so it was awesome, and I came back real toned to New York.
Well, I need to find some of those dance classes myself and start getting out there so I can get toned, too, because I'm trying to work on my fitness.
Even if you're not a big dancer, do something, you know, you'd be surprised how just doing one little thing for like an hour every day is just going to change.
I believe you. I believe you. So tell me a little bit, Tamika, what inspired Passion Dance Center?
What inspired it was me really at when I was young and I was maybe about 10 years old, I was like, this is what I want to do. I was in class, like dance class, like, this is what I want to do. And then so when I finally opened it, you know, I could have named it anything. I could have named it Tamika's Dance School or something like that. But I was like, no, I don't want to name this to me.
Yeah.
I wanted to call it Passion Dance Center because that's really my passion. And a lot of people I talk to, when we talk about dance, you could tell, like, they're passionate about it. So... And then even if it's not dance, I just like to have people, like, I like to promote, really. Like, if you're doing something, like, if it's not your passion, I don't understand why you're doing it.
Exactly.
So I like to promote, like, follow your passion, whatever it is, just make sure you're doing that. Like, you only have one life.
I so agree with you. You go by live, learn, and love. So that's definitely a good choice of words to go by. Tell me, what type of style do you teach at Passion Dance Center?
My big style is hip-hop. It's stylized hip-hop. I do a lot of intricate vogue movements. My hand movements are insane. And it kind of diva catchy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Also do contemporary tap ballet, jazz, and twirling, stuff like that.
Okay.
I can do any kind of dance, really.
Okay.
Hip hop and jazz is my main. I love it. It's my favorite.
That's your favorite. You know, one of my favorites is salsa. I'm a big salsa girl. So you know what? When I come to New Orleans, I'm going to go to your class and we're going to mix some salsa, some hip hop, and some contemporary. We're going to make some type of flavor with that. So what?
I like mixing.
Yeah, we gotta mix it up, girl. I love it. So what type of dancers are involved in PDC? Do you have like youth, or is it a certain age group? Who's involved in it?
I have all ages, really. I cater to all ages. I have young two. It starts at age 2 to adult.
Cool. So anybody can basically come up in there and learn, whether you're an adult or if you're in a youth. You can get your dance on, get your fitness on, work on all your cardio and get your weight down and all that jazz. I want to ask you this question because I always have me, when I'm on the dance floor, whether it's, you know, dancing salsa or doing a little bit of hip hop, I always have that it song that kind of just inspires me to just go crazy on the dance floor. What is your it song that inspires you on the dance floor?
What do you say, it?
Yeah, I just call it the it song. That song that just says, oh my gosh, that's my jam.
Are you talking about in the dance or in the song?
It could be in the dance. I mean, just that song you hear when it comes on in the club, or if it comes in your dance studio or whatever, and you say, oh my gosh, I got to dance to that. And it just makes all your inspiration just comes out and all your dance moves just flows.
Well, I think every time what makes me, like, come out is, like, it could be a beat or it could be the artist. Like, it's crazy how dance and music is just connected, because whatever the artist does is going to have to inspire something in me to be real great. So I think that different beats in the music and a story that they're telling is what inspires my it factor. With me, I like telling a story, and when I dance, it's all on my face, and I like to make people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you make somebody uncomfortable, they're like, oh my God, what's going on? I like doing that.
Okay.
And I like staring them in the eye because, oh, now I'm feeling something versus just watching somebody dance. I like to make people feel something from my dances. So I look for a lot of music and stories when I dance.
I know one of my favorite it songs when I'm on a dance floor is I'm Every Woman by our beloved Whitney Houston. I love that song because I can dance salsa to it. I can do a little bit of jazz, a little bit of contemporary to it. Do you have a song that inspires you on a dance floor like how I have?
Yeah, I have, it's CeeLo Green. It's featuring Melanie Fiona. It's called Fool for You.
Fool for You.
It's one of the songs that this year just really inspired me to get up and just do something. It all of that became. I was like, I need to dance to this.
So that's your it song. Like, I gotta dance to it.
Yes.
So what kind of...
This is the first dance I made up. Like, literally, I was doing... It was just a hip-hop dance, but I just started doing all kind of different style movements from all kinds of bands.
Okay.
It was just that emotional.
Hey, I know that feeling. I get like that with I'm Every Woman. It's all in me. So I totally know that.
What a baby.
Well, Tamika, I want to ask you now, for those who are trying to get into dancing or those who are trying to even break into the industry, what type of advice would you give to those people who are like, oh my gosh, I want to be a dancer?
I would say take class, because a lot of people tend to have something in their mind, but you have to really execute what's in your mind. You can't just say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Oh, I'm going to, like, if you're eating, you can't say, oh, I'm trying to eat this hamburger. You're going to eat the hamburger. You're not going to try to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to eat it. Just eat it.
Yeah.
So I would just say, just do it.
Just
you know?
Do it.
And just be in class.
Just
be in class. And you'll be surprised how what could happen. Because I didn't think... I knew I wanted to dance in school, but I didn't know that it was going to be teaching all the singers and stuff like this, extra stuff I was doing.
That's awesome.
I didn't even know that, but it was just, I just started doing hip-hop and it just came about.
It just came about. So you're definitely making moves. You are doing things, especially in the dance industry. And I'm so proud of your accomplishments. And I want people to know where they can find you, girl. I know you're in New Orleans, but hey, where can they find you in NOLA NOLA?
We are here. I'm on Drew 2619 Drew Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana. And it's off of Franklin Avenue if you're ever in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a website. It's www.passiondancecenter.com. And then I have a Twitter. It's Passion Dance Tam. And I like to tweet. So you can always tweet me if you're from anywhere.
She's like,
that's
I love
the thing about Twitter. You can talk to everybody.
Everybody.
All over the world.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, I'm so happy, Tamika, that I had a chance to talk to you about Passion Dance Center and just hearing about all the great things that you're doing, who you're working with, and even how dance has helped you personally in your health and wellness. And you're definitely making moves, and I appreciate you once again for coming on my platform. And I also want to thank my guests for joining me today. I hope you guys were inspired and you guys do a little something on the dance floor to help your health and wellness. So it doesn't have to just be tennis or golf. It can be some dance moves as well. So I hope we see you on the dance floor and we hope that you have some great adventures coming up soon. And we thank you for joining. So hope to see you next time. Thank you.